Saturday Light Brigade. And it's terrific. I'm here in the studio now with six women who are members of Threshold Choirs. The Pittsburgh Threshold Choir is having a gathering this weekend. It actually started Thursday, and we'll talk more about that. But first, I thought we'd begin by having them sing. Imagine that you're with a loved one or that you yourself are in bed, just not feeling well, or perhaps going in and out. And what might comfort you? There's conversation that people will have with you. There might be listening to the radio. I hope you would consider doing that. But what about music? And music that actually is coming from people that are right there alongside with you. It might sound something like this.
Ocean breath breathing me, ocean breath breathing me, ocean breath breathing, ocean breath breathing me, ocean breath breathing me, breathing me, ocean breath breathing me, ocean breath.
Isn't that peaceful and relaxing and comforting is the word I would use. And comforting comes in a lot of different flavors, too. Comforting doesn't necessarily mean somber or sad. It means comforting. And I want to turn to Cindy Harris now. Cindy is associated with the Pittsburgh Threshold Choir. You really are leading things, I think, right?
I'm the director of the Pittsburgh Threshold Choir and also the Pittsburgh Men's Threshold Singers. I'll give a shout out to them as well. They are getting to be wonderful.
And tell me how you got involved and really the story behind all of this.
Well, you know Sue Robato, yes, formerly of Hot Soup, and
yes,
a long time ago. So Sue started a Threshold Choir in 2007 in New York City, and I heard about it from her, and well, the rest is kind of history. Kate Graneman and I decided about the same time to start one in Pittsburgh, and that's how we got started, and I've been doing it ever since.
So the goal, or I should say the objective, well, first let's introduce you to Sam Woody and who else is here.
So this weekend is the first annual Appalachian Regional Threshold Choir Gathering in Pittsburgh. So we have women not only from Pittsburgh but from all over the region, plus a few from far away, Scotland and South Carolina, I guess, is technically in the Appalachian region. We've got some from Indiana, so they're kind of from all over. So I asked Robin Rose here. Robin is the director of the Seattle Threshold Singers. I asked her to come in and work with me for this, and also Linda Allen here from Holden Village up in somewhere in the mountains in Washington. I'll let her tell you more about that. So the two of them are our singing leaders for the weekend, and we're having workshops and a lot of singing. We've already done a ton of singing and some workshops, and it's been fun, and it's going to be more fun the rest of the day and Sunday.
And tell me about
my singers.
Yeah, your singers.
So the three who you heard singing were myself and Mary Payne here, who's from the South Hills, and Sharda Siegel, who's from out towards Blenox there. She's in O'Hara Township.
You sounded terrific as you sang, and there's more I want to talk about, but why, I guess, Cindy, what prompted you to be interested in doing this? How did this tradition goes back a long way?
Thousands of years. I mean, I think women have always sung at bedsides, and actually, Linda's kind of the expert in women singing, and she got interested in the bedside piece of it. I'm not sure exactly when. She can tell you more, but yeah, it goes back thousands of years. In the Jewish community, it's still happening. In that, there's a tradition of chanting psalms at the bedside. Mm. That's still an active tradition in the Orthodox community. Some of my friends in West Virginia and South Carolina, North Carolina, tell me that in their communities they are the singer. So, you know, Sheila K. Adams told me one time that, you know, she'll get calls to say, oh, Sheila, you know, Auntie Patty is, you know, asking if you would come and sing to her. And Sheila knows that what that means is that, you know, Aunt Patty has decided that, you know, she's on her way, she's on her journey, she's going to die soon, and she wants to be sung to. Mm-hmm. So that tradition is still active in a lot of communities. And the genius of Kate Munger, who was the founder of the Threshold Choir Network, was that about 13 years ago, sitting at the bedside of a friend and not knowing what else to do, she sang and recognized that there was no reason why we shouldn't be doing that kind of singing for everyone, gathered some of her singing friends together, and they started singing at the bedsides of strangers, which is really kind of a crazy thing in our society if you think about it, but it worked. She made it work. And that was the genius of you know, Kate's initial inspiration, is that a lot of other people looked at it and said, well, we could do that. We want to do that too. And yeah. So now there's a network of more than 100 Threshold Choirs worldwide, which is kind of cool.
Well, and while it's not done for purposes of getting something from the act of singing, it has to be very rewarding. I just can't imagine. And I'm sure as families are there with you, they may also be comforted, perhaps may hum or sing along mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. you, and it really creates a sense of community. I want to come back in a moment and talk with Linda Allen, who I'm so pleased that she's here, about her experiences in Washington. But why don't we listen to another song? Before, can you tell me the name of the song you opened with?
So, the song that we opened with was by a woman named Helen Greenspan. It's called Ocean Breath. And it's obviously it's around. It was written specifically for bedside, and a lot of Threshold Choir members sing that one. We've kind of chosen songs that are kind of common to the entire Threshold Choir.
Okay, and the one you're about to sing?
So the one we're going to sing, I think we're going to sing So Many Angels. Robin, do you remember who wrote that? I don't remember.
Karen Drucker and Kate Munger.
Karen Drucker and Kate Munger. There you go. So this is one of Kate's songs.
Okay, and these are members of the Pittsburgh Threshold Choir.
So many angels all around me, so many angels, it's you I see, so many angels gathered around. It's you I found. So many angels all around me. So many angels. It's you I see. So you I found.
What a beautiful song. Linda, welcome to Pittsburgh. And I mentioned to you as we were, I remember Cindy wrote to me a couple months ago and said, there's been a change of plans and we're going to have some different people here. And Linda Allen's coming. And I said, is that the same Linda Allen that I think I know? And I'm so happy you're here. I've loved your music for many, many years.
Oh, thank you, Larry.
Can you just sort of take us through your career a little bit? I mean, Linda had a number of nationally distributed albums that did quite well. And she still has them, I should say. It's not past tense. But tell me a little bit about you.
Well, it's been a long career.
Yeah.
So it started in about 1969. And I think I started recording in the late 70s, early 80s. And I think I've just finished my 10th. So it's and what's been interesting is I've had the privilege of following my passion, or the privilege or insanity, I'm not sure which, but so different things have interested me through the years. And so I've always been interested in women's history and telling stories through the songs. And somehow it all led me to this point in my life where there are a few things that give me as much pleasure as sitting by the bedside with one person and a family and singing songs and feeling like this is some of the best work I've done. You know, just to feel that connection, to see how people are moved. I just love the work. So when I first heard about it, which was probably 6 or 7 years ago, from Kate Munger, and what Kate has said is, if you get that shiver up your back when you hear about this work, it could be for you. So I definitely got that shiver. And back home in Bellingham, Washington, which is my hometown, not where I'm living right now, I started a choir, and then I started another choir. And so we've been pretty active in our community. So as I said, it's just the joy of following my passion.
Now, what's also happening is the women and men, are they typically single gender groups? There's, I'm just curious, is that the way it?
Well, there are a few that are both men and women. I have some experimentally verified strong feelings about that. It's a lot easier for single gender groups to match pitches and sing the way you heard us sing. So I can get guys to sing like that. I can get women to sing like that. Getting a mixed group to sing like that is much more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my personal feeling on it. But other groups are mixed gender.
Well, and you do one of the goals here is to get lay people as well as very accomplished musicians to be able to sing together. So you want to be able to more or less effortlessly get people. I shouldn't say effortless, but you know what I mean. You want to be able to bring people together.
Well, the funny thing is, Larry, you know, like, choir singers are not actually our best prospects. Most of the people who come to us come and say, oh, I'm really drawn to this idea of being at bedside and using my voice, but I'm not a singer. So almost everyone in our group was like that. You know, they were not singers when they came. They were people who were interested in bedside, and the singing was secondary.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's clear from the name Threshold Choir, you typically are at bedside of patients who are in hospice or whose condition is declining. Are there similar activities for patients who are likely to make a good recovery or whose prognosis is very uncertain? I think about my mother, who was in a coma for 10 or 11 days, and I would go in and talk with her for, you know, every day during that period. And I know it was helpful to her as well as to me based on conversations she and I had. She ended up making, you know, a good recovery and living for another 30 years. Are you singing it? That in that kind of scenario as well.
Sure. So we don't get call well because they're not those are not hospice patients. We're working with half a dozen hospice organizations, hospices throughout Allegheny County, and there's actually 47 of them, believe it or not. So we're working with half a dozen of them, and that's mostly where we get our calls. However, you know, if one of us has a family member or a friend calls me and says, gosh, my mom's in the hospital, would you mind going to sing to her? Absolutely, we do that. We've sung to friends who are stroke victims. We've sung to friends who are cancer patients, you know, who are undergoing chemo. All of that is good, you know, and yes, we would definitely do that. But, you know, it's usually – those usually come through personal referrals.
I want to talk to Robin in a minute, then ask how people can get involved with the Pittsburgh Threshold Choir.
Okay.
And also talk about some of the remaining events and then hear another song. We'll see if I do it all in that order.
Okay, but that'd be good.
You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. Members of the Pittsburgh Threshold Choir are here today, and Robin Rose is here. Yes, I waited just till you picked up some tea. You can grab some tea, though, if you tell me about yourself.
Well, I actually kind of got in the Threshold Choir a different way. I was living in Santa Cruz at the time, and I just wanted to sing. You know, the bedside thing was, that sounds interesting, but it wasn't the thing that drew other people. So Kate Munger was leading, the founder, and I got to sing at her rehearsals and learn the songs and go to bedsides. And but I think for me the turning point was when I found myself in the hospital, you know, after undergoing major surgery. And the hospital just happened to be a couple blocks away from where we rehearsed. And I said, hey, girls, you know, if you want to come down and practice on me. And I sent them out a song list, my favorite songs. And they came in little groups during the day, and some of them were incredible, and some I practically had to lead myself, you know. They were just. But one of the groups at night came, and I remember laying there, you know, and you're just kind of like, you know, and I knew I wasn't dying, so, but I was still, you know, recovering.
Oh, yeah.
And they were singing to me, and just their countenance, they were all had these just sort of angelic smiles, and they were looking at me, and they were singing beautifully. And something in me just said, oh, it's okay. I could die right now, and everything is all right. And that moment of complete letting go, I've never experienced that before or since, that total letting go, that the moment was so perfect that there was nothing else I needed, not even life. And I thought, whoa, this is some pretty powerful, this is something pretty amazing that we're offering people. So that was my turning point, where suddenly, like, oh, bedsides, you know, became more than just something to sing.
Yeah, it becomes a calling,
yeah.
Very much so. And thank you for sharing that. Cindy, I know for you, I've known you for many, many years, and this fits you, and you fit it. It's quite clear to me.
Thank you
that,
so much.
That you found Cindy's passionate about lots of things. And they've all fit you, but this is really something pretty special. Now, I know activities, I was at the website, got underway Thursday and are continuing throughout the weekend. Are there things that the public can get involved in, or primarily is this a gathering of folks locally that are already involved?
Well, no, it's not just local. We have people from, as I said, from a wide region, wide swath, including Chloe here, who's from Scotland. So there's a full day of programs starting at about 10 o'clock this morning over at First United Methodist Church. We'll be there essentially all day and then again this evening. People are welcome to come for the whole day. We're going to be doing a lot of singing. We're going to have some workshops this afternoon on specific topics that Robin and Linda are going to lead. And then this evening we'll be doing some more singing.
First United?
First United Methodist is over in Shadyside. It's not far from Shadyside Hospital, right at Center. I forget, it's Center and something.
Aiken.
Center and
Aiken.
Center and Aiken,
oh,
thank
okay.
you.
Okay, I know that church.
Center
and Aiken.
Yeah, yeah.
But we have so many folks listening that might not recognize which
right.
one it is.
No,
but
that's fine. So we'll be there. People are welcome to come and register for the full day. People are welcome to come and just sing with us in the evening. It's $35 if they want to come for the full day, and it's $15 if they want to come just for the evening. So.
And if people, I guess, after this weekend want to either become part of Pittsburgh Threshold Choir or want to find a way to bring you to their hospice or mm-hmm. another situation, what's the best way to reach you?
Well, if you, I'll give you the website address. It's PTC, Pittsburgh Threshold Choir, PTC.groupinizer.com. So they can go to that website, or I think if you just search for Pittsburgh Threshold Choir on Google, you'll find us.
Great. We've linked to your website,
there
too.
There you go. So you can go to Larry's site and find us.
Great. Well, I want to thank – we are going to have you sing one more song, and this will be our last chance to talk, though. Is there anything that anyone wanted to mention that they didn't get a chance to? Well, good. I've done what I am supposed to do.
You're a great interviewer, Larry. You always have been.
Well, I want to thank you for being here. And listen again, and unless you're driving, you might even want to close your eyes. And
just, don't close your eyes if you're driving.
Yeah, if you're driving, don't do that. But to the sounds of the Threshold Choir, the song you're about to do?
We're going to do a song called May Peace Be With You. And it was written by Annie Gerritsen, who is the director of the Threshold Choir in Pikes Peak, Colorado.
And if you're
Pikes Peak Threshold Choir.
If you're tuned in for Saturday Light Brigade birthday announcements, those will be coming up in just a moment, too. Once again, the Pittsburgh Threshold Choir.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you now. May peace be with you always. Peace be with you now and always.
Threshold Choir, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.